Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at some idioms, specifically idioms about thoughts, thinking, memory. So we're going to look at 10 idioms. I'm going to explain what the idiom means and then I'm going to give you an example sentence with the idiom included in the sentence. So let's start with this one, to think outside the box. To think outside the box. So with this one, when thinking of ideas, we often want to think of something different, not something obvious. So looking for something different is thinking outside the box. You might say, it's important to think outside of the box when coming up with ideas to promote a product. So this would be something you might say if you worked in marketing, for example. It's important to think outside of the box. Next, a light bulb moment. A light bulb moment. And this means to have a moment of clarity or a moment of inspiration. We often speak about light bulb moments, people having a light bulb moment when they have a really great idea which changes their life in a way or inspires them to do something different. For example, I had a light bulb moment to quit my job and find something that I actually enjoyed. And 10 years later, I have a job that I love. The third idiom is to jog someone's memory. To jog someone's memory. And this means to remind someone about something. So this could be a person reminding you of something, or it could be something like a smell or a sound or a sight that reminds you. For example, the smell of the restaurant jogged her memory of going there as a child. Next example is to slip someone's mind. If something slips your mind, it means you forget about something. For example, I was supposed to meet my friend for lunch, but it completely slipped my mind. This isn't a particularly good thing, so I think it's good to keep a diary, a calendar of the things you have to do, so that things do not slip your mind. Next, it rings a bell. It rings a bell. And this expression means, that sounds familiar. Something is familiar to me. For example, his name rings a bell, but I'm not sure how I know him. His name rings a bell. It rings a bell. It's familiar to me. Okay, we're halfway through. Here's the next one. To think on your feet. To think on your feet. This means to improvise. So you might say, in a job interview, it's important to think on your feet if you are asked a difficult question. You have to think on your feet. You have to improvise. Next, train of thought. Often we use this with to lose your train of thought. And that means the sequence or structure of your thoughts. So you could say, sorry, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? This means that you lost the structure of your thoughts. Maybe you started thinking about something different and you forgot what you were talking about. The next one is to have a brain like a sieve. To have a brain like a sieve. So first of all, what's a sieve? Well, this is a kitchen utensil. It has lots of little holes in it. And maybe you will use it to drain something like rice. This is when you want to keep the food, but you want to lose the liquid. This is called a sieve. So to have a brain like a sieve basically means you have a brain with lots of holes in it, which means you have a bad memory and often you forget things. So an example sentence, she has got a brain like a sieve. She's always leaving her keys at home. She's got a brain like a sieve. Number 9 is to be in a world of one's own. To be in a world of one's own. This means to be daydreaming or distracted by your own thoughts. And you might say this if someone is talking to you and then you're not really paying attention, you're thinking about something else. You are in a world of your own. You would say, sorry, I was in a world of my own. What were you saying? And the final idiom is to be in cloud cuckoo land. In cloud cuckoo land. And this means you are in a fantasy world. For example, if he thinks we can afford a holiday to the Maldives, he's in cloud cuckoo land. To be in a fantasy world. Okay, so that's 10 idioms about thoughts or memory. Hopefully it was useful to you and you can start using them and understanding them in your day-to-day English. So that's all from me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.